Start it right now, brother.
Right now, brother. What is going on, brother? Wait, what the fuck am I supposed to do when you do that?
Do what?
You did that at me at DJ's, and I didn't understand what you wanted me to do.
Because it was Tuesday.
That's what Sting Sketch does.
Yeah, I've seen him do it, but I've maybe seen like 3 sketch clips, and that's it.
Well, it was Tuesday. On your birthday was Tuesday.
Uh huh.
And he has a catchphrase that goes Tuesday.
Oh.
And he does this and that because he's like the quarterback, and he's giving out like a call out or whatever.
This is so funny.
So funny.
No, but you went to a bar. You were telling Jesse.
Oh yeah, I went to this bar in downtown Palm Springs. We spent $75 on the both of us.
Both of you guys won.
No, not me and Brian. And Natalie.
You're all jealous.
I'm like, damn, I'm not getting invited to this shit.
I was gonna invite everybody, but I was like, nah, it was kind of just a little date between me and the girlfriend. I'll take my other girlfriend out. Don't you worry about
what?
It.
What?
Other?
This one. The wall. Fuck you, Brian.
I thought there was a ghost behind me.
Oh yeah. It's caressing your back.
The RV ghost.
The RV ghost, yeah.
Last night I was in the dark in my room and I had my blanket on me. Mm-hmm. And I felt my blanket fall off my bed, like something pulled it. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that my blanket was just half off the bed, and then all the weight of the blanket being heavy just went down.
Damn.
And I had a heart attack.
This guy freaked out for no reason.
Like it felt like another body.
I was like, whoever died at that fucking apartment I was at came to follow me. But it was just me fucking, because I have my silk bed sheets on right now, and everything just slides off. So it's just like.
Yeah, I need to find like a fabric that makes me not sweat in the summertime when I sleep on it.
Just sleep with nothing, bro. That's what I do.
That, or you can get like, what's it called? Satin sheets.
Sleep butt naked. Not playing.
That's what I got. They're silky. And they're breathable.
I sleep naked.
I know you
can't.
Just kidding.
What?
I'm like, I know you do.
Brian.
What?
This is very refreshing.
What?
Oh, yeah. But that bar. I got a drink called Death on the Beach. It had mezcal, coffee liqueur, pineapple, coconut, and something else in it. It was really fruity. They gave it to me in an umbrella. Not in an umbrella. In like a tall drink.
In a big umbrella.
They brought it to me in a tall drink with a little umbrella on it. I liked it, but it wasn't like... It was like a weird like pina colada mix. But it wasn't... That's not what I really wanted. I saw mezcal and I was like, ooh, mezcal. But
give me the mango road, bro.
The mango road?
Whatever the fuck that shit was called that we had at
the
DJ.
Mango cart.
Give me that shit, bro.
Mango road.
Wasn't it called Mango Road?
It's mango cart. Golden State Mango Cart.
You weren't there, bro.
Or Golden Bridge.
I was at the table.
Yeah, dude.
He ordered 3.
I made him
yeah, dude, I ordered 3 pitchers for my birthday.
I made him drink his warm fucking ass.
That shit, like, oh, dude, it was disgusting. I felt like shit when I went home. I literally wanted to throw up.
Wait, what'd you drink?
Remember my Dos Equis?
Oh, well, yeah, well, what about it? What happened?
Remember how I left it there? I didn't want to finish it, right? It got warm, lukewarm. And he's all like, yo, you got to drink it. If we clink, you got to drink it all. And I was like, fine, I'll do it. And so we clanked and I drank it. Dude, I felt like shit. I was at home and I was like, oh, I can't. And I called off work because I didn't want to go feeling like I was going to throw up. And
Did you throw up?
Wait, you called off work?
Yeah, I didn't want to go feeling like shit. And what's it called?
Off work.
It was disgusting. Dude. It was like the worst like feeling ever. Like I had I felt nauseous, okay? And I go home and the second I touch my bed, I knock out. And then I wake up at 2 a.m. and these guys are in a Discord call. And I was like, I'm never drinking that shit again.
Yeah, we're playing Rainbow. We're playing Rainbow.
Wait, so what time did you guys leave after I left?
We left like at 12:30. Because because Ivan and Santos went to go play fucking pool.
Mm-hmm.
So it was funny because we said bye to everybody already and these fuckers like, let's go play pool. And so me and I were like, we're back. So we just sat with everyone again and started fucking around.
Call of Duty's back, baby. But it's
exactly.
Call of Duty's back.
It was fun.
It was fun.
It was a cool place.
Yeah,
it was a little warm.
You know it's fun when fucking Santos wants to go back. So
We gotta go back when they had liquor, not just beer.
What do you mean? It's the best part.
I want to go back and go get buckets.
Yeah, the buckets are so cool. Like, there's like some guys who got off work right next to us, and they had like a bucket of beer.
Let's just go and get buckets, bro.
Fuck the pizza. Let's go get buckets.
Fuck it.
Are they open right now?
Yeah, I think they are.
I think they open at 3.
Fuck it. No, dude, they open like at noon.
I don't know. I want a pizza. Oh, wait, they do have pizza. I don't know. I kind of want Pizza Hut.
No, they have bar pies.
Bar pies, not pizza.
That pie is, bro.
I'm down for that, and I'm down for like a beer or two.
Nah, I'm not.
Is all I'm saying.
I drank yesterday.
Shut up. You can drink every day.
This guy.
Welcome back, everybody, to the newest episode of Simpin' and Pimpin'. Are you simpin' or are you pimpin'?
Cut you off.
My name's Rick.
Like an alcoholic?
I'm here with one of your hosts.
Oh, Jesse.
And the other one of your hosts.
I'm Brian.
And welcome back to our newest episode. Here we are.
Shout out my boy Dylan.
Yeah.
And we're back in Jesse's room.
We are.
Shout out Carl. Shout out Doug.
Who's that?
Shout out my coworker Dylan.
Shout out Russell.
Is he still working there?
Yeah, he actually is being promoted to an assistant store manager.
At the same place or somewhere else?
Because you cannot be hired for a higher position at your previous location, he is moving locations.
Where? You don't know?
Not yet, because his program's still not complete.
He's going to Reno, Nevada.
Yeah!
Imagine they moved him all the way over there.
He's probably going to go like down the street to like one of the other locations.
What deodorant do you guys use?
Old Spice, Fiji, the aluminum free ones.
What about you?
Speed stick.
Speed sticks do be fire though.
Speed stick.
Speed sticks last like 4 days.
Speed stick.
Okay.
I guess Speed stick. No, I don't get it. My dad gets it.
I use Old Spice. It's like a vanilla one. Mm. But I kind of want to try something else. Like a different brand.
Of course you get the vanilla one.
I wanted to try it. It was new.
I like the Gillette one, the clear one.
Oh, yeah?
But...
It leaves stains, huh?
Huh?
It leaves stains?
It does leave stains. Well, no. It didn't.
What is that shit called?
But it wouldn't last long.
What about Native?
I'm trying to get Dr. Squatch.
Like Dr. Squatch. I want to try that.
Dr. Squatch, I heard, is really good. But
they have deodorant too, right?
Yeah. I think they have like... I think theirs is like this.
I use the soap right now.
I've had a Native... How's that?
Fire.
Is it actually? Do you feel good?
Where'd you get it?
Target.
Yeah.
I gotta make a stop at Target.
I do like Native. It feels really chalky though.
Chalky?
I heard
that it doesn't really last long.
Yeah, the smell, like me, I sweat a lot. Within the first 3 hours, I start stinking.
Yeah, that's my problem right now.
So maybe you have to get a stronger smell.
Right now.
And how many swipes do you do? Because I do 3 full ones. I go I do, one, th- two,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Three.
That's what I do.
Okay. But honestly, the Fiji one, dude, like I will be in the shower about ready to wash off my gel and I'll put my hands up like this and I still smell my deodorant.
Yeah, I smell it too, but I still feel gross, you know?
Oh, you're looking for a different feel.
I guess, or maybe just something that's more last longing, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm gonna try to squash.
Honestly, dude, it's kind of weird. Not weird, but I used for a while in high school
Females deodorant,
the female Dove ones.
That's what I did. I did that before too.
Yeah, those ones are pretty nice
because
they feel good, dude.
The reason why is because if anyone knows how to smell good, it's gonna be a female.
Honestly, dude.
But then I realized that just
if anything, like if some girl comes up to you and to your armpits and it just smells blank, it doesn't smell like anything. They're like, he smells clean.
I remember being like middle school in the
wow, you smell good and I smell like nothing.
I smell like flowers.
In middle school and like the PE teacher was all like, don't do multiple rules, just one. And I was like,
hell no.
That's why you stink.
Yeah, that's fucking gross.
I never listened to him.
Yeah.
Everyone with Axe body spray. I use Dove body spray.
Did you?
Because they had like a clean one.
That like rounded cap one?
Yep, that one. Like, I think it's like, it was called clean.
I used it too,
but I used it in
freshman sophomore.
Axe body spray got to be the worst shit, bro.
Yeah.
The worst shit. And if people still use that shit, God forbid.
It's, what's it called? A core? No, is it called a core event? No, it's, Canon event, sorry. Sorry. Mm. Core event.
Core nut.
Corn nuts? Remember that?
Corn nuts. Corn nuts are fire.
They are. I eat them every lunch break. Oh, guys, look at my new shoes.
Natalie's mom got them for me.
Okay.
For my birthday.
Okay.
He's locked in the family.
I think I am.
Well, he's going to take over the family home. So, I mean, I assume.
Not him. Nat.
No, yeah. Him.
Nat.
Him.
It's definitely going under her name, huh? It has to, huh?
What do you mean it has to?
Because it's her family name?
I mean, it has to.
Because then it doesn't look like it's getting leased over to an entirely different family.
True.
Yeah, and then I got to pay more.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Like, your parents own this house, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they say eventually they'll give it to you?
Yeah.
When they do that, you can't...
It's under my dad's name.
Yeah, don't change that.
It's gotta be. Then it's going to go.
Because then when your dad gives it over to you, it's over. You're going to have to pay a lot more.
It's over.
It's Jover after that.
Over. I'm tearing down the walls. I'm making rooms bigger. No, I'm playing.
What kind of walls? Are these like studs in there?
I don't know.
What do you mean, don't know? Because there are houses around here that are like brick walls. And I was like, well, shit, you can't put anything on the walls.
Yeah. Like the house across this way. Slanted that way.
Because my dad was looking at houses around here. We went to a house and it was just brick walls. And my dad didn't like it.
It was just brick walls?
Like cement blocks.
Really?
That's what the house was made out of. So the walls were... You can literally see it was... Well, it was brick. But with like spackle on it, whatever you want to call it.
Stucco.
Stucco, there we go. And you can like... Honestly. You can't... Obviously, you can't put a nail and hang a picture or... pin something on the wall, so it's like...
Because you're actually going to fuck up the wall.
And it takes up a lot of space, because it's not as thin as these, you know? Like,
well, your dad looked at a house here?
Around this area. My dad was looking at houses.
And I know which house.
And then he ended up getting a house in DHS. And
me!
Okay.
Me and your dad could be best friends.
Dude, I gotta see how much fucking my car insurance was. You guys wanna see how much my car insurance is?
You guys going to Dave and Buster's tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
But I want to go. I do have a Dave and Buster's card from Miami. I hope it works. Should work.
Miami, huh?
Yeah. You want to see it?
No.
My car shows me anyway. Is 443.
I don't know where mine is, actually.
I think it had like 35,000 points on it right now.
Fucking rap,
it's 443.
Yeah. The only thing you're good for, Lily.
Betty.
I'm just kidding.
Damn.
Damn, okay.
Yeah. That's fucked.
I love my dogs. Sometimes. Except when you get scared of a fucking firework.
She thinks it's the ops, that's why. You seen that new Black Ops 6?
That shit looks sick.
It was just a fucking teaser.
Yeah, I know.
I'm pretty sure that was like, it wasn't even like,
I'm excited,
gameplay or anything. I think that was like IRL, like
I know, bro, but I'm excited. Look
sick.
I'm excited. It's Black Ops.
Is that the golf one or no?
I don't know. I think so. I don't know. Or it might be the like a BO2 remastered. Not remastered, but like leading on from that.
I hope. That'd be cool. It does, you know.
But
I like the truth lies though. Like that's like a double entendre.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Like the truth isn't real, or like the truth is.
I don't see gameplay. Can it just be like a jetpack COD though, like Black Ops 3 type shit?
Shut up,
Black Ops 3 type shit.
Boots on the ground again.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah, you're such a boomer.
We're coming up on June, which means we're coming up. Maybe, like, we need 6 more months for the end of this year, and then we get GTA 6 in 2025.
Yeah. Damn, it's already fucking... It's gotta be
June. It's already June, bro.
Damn.
That's crazy.
We're gonna be older fast.
Yeah.
Who are you guys voting for? I think I got my answer locked in.
I think I did.
Trump!
Boots.
Nah.
He doesn't seem that crazy this time.
Where's Barry?
Yeah, no, he really doesn't.
Where Barry Sanders at?
Bernie? Barry?
Barry Sanders. Barry.
Did you hear? I heard that the Robert F. Kennedy, they denied him Secret Service.
Good.
Why?
They denied it to him.
He get popped open.
And like, for them, in order to give you Secret Service, like as a politician, they have to see that you're like actually in danger.
They have to see that you're him.
And they literally showed him like death threats and shit like that. And fucking they denied him still. So he's just like, you know.
Bro, if he has F. Kennedy in his name, bro, give it to him.
Maybe that's a sign.
People should know his family's history.
That's what I'm saying. But even then, they failed.
True.
Well, I mean, I don't know. How do they... I don't know.
That video gets
how does that fuck up
every time, bro.
What?
How do they fuck that up? At Secret Service, like, you're driving by buildings and you don't have Secret Servicemen in there? Or is that like before they're like, oh, okay, maybe we should like probably put people everywhere?
See, that's the thing. It's like, was it... How did it even get through in the first place?
Get what through?
Anything. Into a building.
A Secret Service through a building?
Well, you're asking if they... Wait.
Like, because, you know, like... Before, like, the president does go somewhere, they have, like, Secret Service post up everywhere. Mm-hmm. And even on top of buildings.
I hear you.
So it's like, how come when Kennedy went through, how come there wasn't Secret Service on those buildings already? Or
was there by chance?
The slow motion video? Wait. What?
You know they say that video is fake.
Really?
They say it's been edited.
Ow.
Some great editing.
I don't know. I don't know how that, you know.
I'll rewatch it every time. Wait, what?
Have you ever seen Umbrella Academy?
Mm-hmm.
When they did like the John F. Kennedy assassination scene?
That's in the first season, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, watching that, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I only watched the first season. That was it. I didn't watch the
second. Yeah, me too.
Or whatever on.
Whatever the violin chick does and she teleports away and that's it.
Like the very ending when like they're in like a different universe or some shit.
Yeah. I don't know. They took too long with that show.
Like to come out with the second season,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
that's what, like if it came out maybe like a couple, like the year later or some shit like that. Maybe, but they took too long and I lost interest, you know?
Yeah. I started watching Invincible.
What's that?
The superhero.
Oh, with the guy from...
Spider-Man? Yeah.
What's his name?
What would you have in 500 years? That one meme.
Bitches.
The guy from Whiplash.
Have you guys ever watched Twilight?
No.
All of them.
Oh, me too.
What?
My mom wouldn't let my sister go to the movies without me.
Oh.
So I watched all of them.
Or you want to go see Shrek 2?
My mom wouldn't let my dog go without people, so I had to go with her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we should watch
Deadpool. Me and my dog.
Are you guys going to watch Deadpool?
Oh, with Diaz?
Yeah.
Dude, Diaz had a fucking banger of an idea.
A banger idea.
We all sit there and we pass around a handle.
He said that?
Yeah.
I thought he said that there's beer there.
There is beer there, but we can pass around a handle. I'm down because I want to watch Deadpool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm down to watch Deadpool.
But I'm also down because there's a handle there.
Oh. But the beer.
Walking in.
Sitting there waiting for the movie.
Hey, can I get a mango cart, please?
Can I get 5 mango carts?
Mango road, what did you call it?
Can I get a mango road, please? I pissed Brian off the other day.
Doing what?
This is the reason why I got the end of the chest.
Yeah, I pissed him off.
He traveled all the way to our land, right?
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, great, he's here. And I already knew what he was going to do. And he walks to my house, looks through all my chests, ends up going into where my food chest is, where I have golden apples in there.
Uh-huh.
And he takes them. And I don't notice that they're gone until later because I'm like... He was in my house. I should probably check what he took. Mm-hmm. And I opened my food chest and there's a space missing right next to my golden carrots. And I was like, I know what was there. And so I went and tried, because he's in his fucking little fucking, what did the parrot call it?
My Airbnb.
His Airbnb, his summer home, whatever you call it.
My little summer home.
Vacation home. Mm-hmm. And I see him in there and I hear parrots like, Jesse, where did you get that? Or some shit, she says. And I was all like, oh, he has my thing. But I walks all the way over there. The whole time, Justin Dunn fishing me with a fucking fishing lure. Fucking pissed me off. And I was like, all right. Like, why don't you go beat him up? He gave me my shit back. I walk back. I take out all my important shit and I log off and I leave the call because they stressed me out. I was literally there to have a good night. Mm-hmm. They stressed me out and I got off.
These fuckers.
I was like, I'm stressed out. You guys are stressing me out.
I kept going in and out of his house, in and out of his house too.
Dude, I was like, why? You know? And yeah.
Just opening, closing his door.
I would just lock him out. I would just open the door, close it right back.
That's why when I start playing, I'll make you redstone doors so they never get in.
No,
dude, it's too.
They'll just break through.
No.
But what's it called? Yeah. I do have a plan to escape it all. I guess just in case.
What? It's okay. I live 3,000 blocks away.
I almost found where you live.
No, you didn't.
Oh yeah, I know which direction you live in.
No, he doesn't.
I said
no. He doesn't.
You know how I knew? Because I found a trail of like things being misplaced in the world, and I was like, "Well,
someone like trees missing,
part stuff of the on mountain the floor,
no.
like holes and like stuff like that." And so I'm like, "Well, someone's been over here, you know."
Well, when you see my crib, I'm in the clouds.
I know,
like random cobblestone. And I kept finding patches. Like,
because you live in a Sahara desert, right?
No,
yes, you do. It's Sahara biome, whatever it is.
Why do you guys live all apart? Why don't you guys build a big?
They all live together. I live away from.
He lives away.
Why?
It's because I got on the server. I just went roaming. I just went 3,000 blocks. I'll show you my house. I'll show you.
Okay.
I'll show you my.
He's in a login and he's in my house. But I was exploring and I was like, I was more than 3,000 blocks away, but I was like finding Sahara deserts and like
actually plotting out the map.
And it was like big Sahara deserts too. So it's like, he's somewhere, you know?
Okay.
No, I would never be at your house.
Oh, Minecraft.
Look, that's not a fucking armadillo, by the way.
That's an armadillo.
That's an armadillo, but that doesn't look like an armadillo.
That looks like one. And they're adorable. Kinda. They're adorable.
No.
When you get close to them, they get scared and they turn into a ball.
Oh, you want to see my skin?
I took it and I make a little noise too.
Wow, is that Peter Griffin?
Look at Doofenshmirtz.
Peter Griffin.
What?
He's so pissed off.
Are we disrespecting the goat? Are we serious?
Mo Yang.
Are we serious?
It's funny. When he left, he's like, hold on, I got to change my skin. And he joined back. And I turn around and I look at him. And he's slowly taking off his armor, and I see green pants. I was like, what is this character? And then he takes off the helmet, and I see his stupid face, and I was like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah. Give me stupid face. That's mean.
Stupid.
Connecting to the whelm. Look now we wait for Jesse to connect.
Jesse has a TV as a screen.
No, I don't.
A TV as a screen? Oh, it's a TV. Oh.
It's a monitor.
How much do you like your curved monitor, Brian?
A lot.
Yeah. It was like a $900 curved monitor that was on sale for like $300.
It's not that good.
On Walmart.
On Walmart?
Yeah. On .com.
Oh.
Like on the app.
On the app.
Look, let me see if it's still in the cart.
.com on the app.
Hey, can I connect to the fucking realm? God damn.
You have to wait.
No, it doesn't take this long. Oh, see, there you go.
Look at his house.
Look at my house.
Look at this. Views.
Wow.
Wait.
Now you're hungry.
I actually never seen your house completed. I just saw the framing, and that's about it. Like, oh my God.
Yup. I'm in the clouds. Type shit.
$700 one.
Wait.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I think it's Memorial Day weekend stuff.
Yup. Yup. Enchantment table on top. Yup. Yup.
Oh, I see
blossom trees.
You have the PC in here too?
Oh yeah, because I was just checking out stuff. I was comparing prices.
Look, I'm in the clouds. Cherry blossom trees. What'd
she say? Yeah, she said and wear something. I don't
cherry know. Blossom trees planted. Yup. That's me.
Your phone didn't even vibrate. Why didn't
Babe.
Hey, where do you open it?
You unlock the car. Ow. If you don't unlock the car, it's not going to do it. It's on the left hand side. You go up to the little hatch and you just push it in and it pops out.
Which hatch?
On the back?
On the outside?
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's no button. You just unlock the car and you push it. And there's gonna be no cap. You just enter it. Well, you have to enter it kind of pointing.
The water dries up.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Okay.
See that shit?
Bye. Shit.
Why'd you like turn on the stairs?
Let's see. Look, it's an iBuyPower.
Oh, you don't like my stairs?
Ryzen 7.
My stairs are clean.
XYZ stuff. I don't know. It was
he doesn't live in the Sahara.
Wait.
It was the best way to
in a jungle area.
No.
Oh, I know where that is. Oh, I know exactly where that is.
You don't.
Yeah, I must have passed by it.
Honestly, would have seen this this great staircase that I fucking built. How much wood I had to use.
I thought you were going to keep going straight.
No, I can't. I'm level 34.
Why don't you turn off the clouds?
Because I live in the clouds, Brian. That's the whole point.
But you can turn it off and still live in the clouds.
Wait, so are the cherry blossoms natural up there?
No, no. He planted them because
Yo, what the fuck? There. Oh, look. I stole this.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yup, gardening. Yup. That's me.
What's on the other side over there?
Don't worry about it. We'll
what is that over there?
Not showing that.
It's his melon farm.
I thought it was like a... Remember how on Animal Crossing you and I made like a stump? Like two stumps where we would sit down, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was that, like a little scenic.
What's that, area. Jess?
It's just right there on the ground. All right, we got a show to do.
What? Oh, I gotta cook, sir.
Yeah, he has to cook cook the melon.
Nope. Me eat melon. Yeah, don't mind it. It's not fully done, you know?
This looks like a third grader build it.
The fuck you just say to me, you little shit?
You need to put more cherry blossoms.
No. I already have enough.
No, you don't. There's like four.
Look.
There's like four.
Look how big they are.
You should make a hallway worth of cherry blossoms.
I put one there and it hasn't fucking grown.
Put four next to each other and make it a jungle tree.
No.
That's not how it works.
Don't grow. Oh, look, I found a compass.
But what I'm saying, Jez, is you put them so tightly cut together that you compass. Can't fall off the
Wait
side.
A minute. That's my compass.
No, it's not. I found
it says Brian.
I found a compass in an abandoned ship, all right?
I found mine too.
I don't care.
You found it in an abandoned ship?
I do. Oh, look. I sold this from Mo. Sold these arms, you know?
Drip. Drip.
Doof smart evil.
Wait, play the horn. Oh, wait. Are we going to be able to hear it?
Yep. What does that do?
Yep. Nothing.
When the pillagers attack you, uh-huh. And they come in waves, they blow a horn. Mm-hmm. But when you go to a pillager outpost and you go to the top, sometimes there'll be a horn.
Yep.
And you can get the horn.
Yeah, that's all it does. You just get the horn.
Well, no, there's loot up there. Like,
no, I know, but like, does it do anything?
You just blow. It's just a horn.
Yeah.
I went to a pillager outpost, and I got a horn. But mine sounds different than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's just better.
No, mine's better. Mine goes dun dun dun. His just goes dun.
I said I'm jumping off.
Ow. Yeah, do that. Kill yourself. Kill yourself.
Blow it. As you're falling. That works. Yeah,
do you know where I am now, Brian? Huh? You know where I'm at now?
Mm-hmm. There's a squid!
I know exactly what that is.
Yeah, dude.
Look at the water being a different color. That's like Jesse's like waste.
Jesse shits in the water.
Char.
That's the fresh water.
I have a built-in toilet.
Where is it? It's flooding.
Oh, I did. Oh, no, I did this myself.
So you can fall off the side or what?
Yeah.
When he gets bored,
he can swim back to the top.
Yeah, man, that's the whole point.
Anyways.
What do you mean anyways? This is like legendary stuff right here.
Yeah.
I'm floating up, doing a podcast. Like,
how good floating up about to drown?
Wait, I'm actually about to drown. Wait.
Yeah, you are, you bozo.
Wait, I'm actually going to drown.
You only have one bubble.
Now we're chilling. Wait, this is...
Poor Steve.
What? She came from outside and there was like sticks on me.
Whoa, what's that?
Yo.
Whoa. Are you taking notes?
What do you mean? I have a lot more than that.
As you're going up and drowning.
Yeah.
Yo, look at that melon farm.
Yep, look at my melons. Yep.
What else you got?
Look at all those trees.
But more.
They don't grow.
Bone meal them.
Yeah, bone meal them.
I don't have bones.
Because you gave it out to your dog.
Okay, and?
Bone meal. What's that? What are you going to put there, huh?
Nothing.
Why is it made out of wood then?
To level
it
out.
I thought that was a chicken.
What? My dog?
I know, but I thought it was a chicken in the game. And they go,
meh. Is someone here?
Yep. Look at my three dogs. Yep.
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 Yep. Yep.
Like in real life.
Yep.
Why are they all the same?
I don't fucking know. They were just there and I got them.
They're all the same, but they come in different colors now. The dogs.
Go find another one, Jesse.
Oh.
Throw one off.
Oh, we're mid fucking episode. I'm done.
Throw one off. Throw the dogs off the cliff.
No.
Throw the dogs.
I'm learning the rainbow, bro. I'm tired of you.
Throw the dogs off the cliff.
Yeah. Throw the dogs off the cliff. Yeah.
I'm not going to Pizza Hut with him.
Yeah. I win.
Hey, why are you dropping shit, bro?
Domino's or Pizza Hut?
How about Papa John's? Why don't we just go to China 8?
You're right. Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel is kind of fire.
The mini corn dogs? Chef's kiss.
I kind of like their hot dogs.
Everyone, I think Ivan worked there and he's all like, they reused their hot dog weenies.
What?
Like the night before.
Uh-huh. Planet Coaster's $2.
They'll like re...
Planet Coaster's cool. Like if they don't sell them.
95% deal? They'll
recook them the next day.
Yeah.
And people go like...
China 8.
Sounded like a little outburst. Like
China 8.
Because I remember it's not Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
So I went, China 8.
And I got back into sadness.
Yeah. Are you actually opening up Rainbow?
No.
He is.
We can't come back here again.
What do you mean?
Because you're just going to be on your computer the whole time.
My room's a vibe.
As he lays down.
With the half-painted walls and...
My fan that doesn't spin.
Random guitar thing on the wall.
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, well, I had two.
When? Where's the other one?
I had two.
They came in a pack.
I had two, and then I took one down. I left that one up.
Were you always in this room, or were you in a different room?
No, I never... Oh, I shared this room with my brother Daniel.
Oh, yeah.
We had bunk beds.
Oh, yeah.
But then this fucking, because when this shit used to work, this shit was spanned fucking viciously. And so we had to get it removed.
The bunk bed?
Yeah. And then.
Who hit their head first?
He moved to the big room. Huh?
Who hit their head first?
I think he did.
How do you hit your head on the fan?
You'd be surprised.
Because you wake up and you're not like focused.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever slept on the top bunk.
I did for a bit. I like sleeping on the bottom though, because I would put a fucking blanket all around. So I had like a cover.
Yeah,
the bottom. I'd play my DS under there.
I always put Adrian at the top.
My good look, I'm silver 5.
Whoa, it's Deadshot.
I'm silver 5.
Wow.
I haven't played Rainbow in like a few days.
You should play Rainbow right now. Show me what you got, Brian.
Not with his controls. I need a controller too.
Yeah, my controller's right there.
It's all crusty though.
It has those adaptive
triggers. It's not an Xbox controller either, so.
It's built like an Xbox controller.
Wow, you don't have everybody, Jesse? Broke.
No.
Broke.
What do you mean? He has a lot.
What about your attackers?
I do have a lot, though.
What about your attackers? What about your attackers?
I have a lot.
Broke boy, you don't have everybody. Broke boy.
I was going to buy Osa, but Albert's like, no, I want to play her. So I'm not buying her no more.
Buy her just like the way you bought Mo's character. I want to get, what's her name? Is it Rooney? A Rooney? Whatever her name is.
Mo's character?
The wall thing, right?
This bitch?
Is she the one with the air?
Yeah,
I want to get her next.
That's Mo's girl.
There's a lot more characters. Though.
Yeah, that's what happens when you don't play.
That's what happens when the game is 9 years old.
No, I know, but I stopped playing with...
I stopped playing with Ace.
I don't even remember these events. No, go to back to attackers. Where's the Arab guy that fucking rams into shit?
He's a defender. It's Oryx.
I stopped playing at Oryx.
The Arab guy.
Oh no, I stopped playing at the chick who was on the moon. The albino white chick with the bob cut.
Go to attacker.
Yeah, go to attacker. She's, it's, yeah, this one.
Her.
Yana. I stopped playing into Yana. Damn, dude, there's a lot more people now.
Deimos is fun.
I think Ayana and what's his name? Oryx came out together.
They came out in like the same like 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I remember they were on the display. That's
where they're the same color.
Oh.
Purple.
Woods. Yeah. I think after the DJ's thing, I bought Fenrir.
He gets banned a lot.
I made a. It's because we were doing a 2v3. It was me, Santos versus Mo, Million, and Undone.
I hate this guy.
And then so I buff Fenrir just to play him in the custom. That guy.
What does he do?
Oh, he's so fun.
When you come in contact with his gadget, it spews out this purple like mist. Smoke like mast, smoke. And you can't see shit. And you're stuck like that. I don't know how you get rid of it or what.
You have to break it.
You have to break it, but. Still, like
it says, it detects you too.
Well,
it doesn't detect. It just lets him know that you walk.
You walk, that you activated it. Hears it. You hear them, and when you're walking into a point and you can't see shit, and you're like, "There's enemies in here." You're fucking scared, you know.
Mm.
So he gets banned a lot. I know in ranked.
Okay.
Oh, I thought that was a brick, but it was a clipboard.
Yeah, he's a little. He's
looks
a
like little hamburger.
He's a little fun.
That's what
to
I
play.
Was thinking too. I was like, why does he have a hamburger?
He's a little fun to play. He's a little fun.
Let me look at his device.
Hangaburger. You have a little fun. Ducky charm?
Yeah.
Nice.
I have it equipped on everything.
Dude, I was really mad. I had a really cool chunk.
Oh, I could buy this. Actually, no, I can't. I'm too broke.
Why would you buy that?
Why not? View more.
Get that one. Scroll down.
Wait, that one's lit.
Scroll down. You know they have a clash one. Oh look, they have the cigar thingy to cut the tip.
Oh yeah.
The cigar cutter. Dokubi.
What's that next to him?
What?
Next. What is that?
Eno. I don't know.
Like a bell? I still have the Tachanka.
Ooh, the Ella charm? I would get that one.
Look, face.
Like on.
2020. Is that what it said?
El Duende?
4 years ago.
I still have a Tachanka little TV.
Dude. I want mine. Mine was so cool.
I have a 3-day booster.
Does the stuff ever get off of the shop?
What do you mean? I don't know.
Or is it just whenever you get enough for now and you can buy it?
I guess. I don't know.
You guys want a protein bundle?
Yeah. Where's Mystic? I made that up. I don't know.
It doesn't work like that.
Wow.
I want this one. Want this. I want it.
Is that Lalo?
I want it.
That looks like Pedro Pascal.
It's Warden.
Spec Ops Beach.
That's Warden?
With yeah, I play cool Warden glasses? A lot.
Do you actually?
Yeah, look. Warden.
What other skins do you have for Warden?
That's it.
Really?
it's his normal fucking thing.
I remember I had a really cool skin for Moxie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Remember at the bar when you were playing that game, like, what's it called? The point direction.
The point, yeah.
What's that called?
I don't know what it's called.
Shadow boxing?
Shadow boxing? Nah, there you go.
That show's funny.
And you guys were purposely losing?
Oh, that's a drink.
Yeah, we had the people at the bar looking at us like we were stupid.
I mean, we are.
Yeah.
I mean, we are, but...
I mean,
we are. Stupid. What Mozzie skin do you have?
It was like a festive one.
I thought he said Moxie. Like, I was like, there's not one named Moxie.
I did say Moxie. I meant to say Mozzie.
Your shit, man.
And then there was also like a World War II one that I had. I paid for that one, though.
Oh, yeah, that was like their, like... special one.
Yeah.
It does like an animation when you get MVP.
Yeah, that shit was cool.
Didn't we play GTFO?
When it was like free? For a little bit?
For the weekend.
Yeah.
I'd like that. That was fun.
They should do more of that. No, they shouldn't actually.
Still on sale?
No. I don't know.
That's a sign because of the Black Ops 6.
Because you play games tagged with tactical team-based controller FPS. Sure.
What do you mean, sure?
Sure.
Oh, that's why. Because you play Battlefront.
It's fucking terrible. Baldur's Gate?
Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate. That's what I call it.
Baldur's Gate. Ready or not? Have you seen the gameplay of that?
I've seen its shit. I've heard it's shit.
You're just mad because there's no HUD.
I'm mad? I don't play it. Care. I don't care. Look at all these games. I need to play FIFA, actually. I'll do that later.
Yeah, not right now.
I have 119 hours on Rainbow, dude.
And? How many hours do you have on Among Us?
Sorry, I'm updating Pomo Party. You ever play Pomo Party? Oh, you have.
Oh, Chio graduated.
Look. Really? Did he send it to the group chat?
Yeah.
Damn. All right, well, that means we got to celebrate.
Dave and Buster's on Zarya tomorrow.
Dave and Buster's on Zarya. That's crazy, bro. Imagine getting, like, what? Man, they really let anyone graduate, huh? No, I'm just kidding.
I hate to say that. Oh, wait, let him listen to the podcast later. And just
I doubt he listens to it.
He said, thank you, alcoholic, because I guess I drink like that. Oh, no, he's talking to Mo. Thank you, alcoholic, to Mo.
Yeah.
No, they like using the bathroom.
No. No.
Not anymore.
No. You guys want to play Pummel Party? shout out my boy, Doug, Russell.
Who's that?
Carl.
Who's that?
All his homies.
Why are they white
You guys
names?
Don't know?
Why are they white names?
Doug.
His white homies. Oh, I know those names.
Shout out my boy, Doug, Carl, Russell. Steve. What is it, Steve?
Who? Oh, the bird?
Yeah.
Steve Bird?
I think it's a girl's name, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Leslie?
Not Steve. It's Majesty. I don't know the name.
All right, bro.
Majesty. All right, bro.
What was the bird's name? You're looking it up, huh?
Nope. Up.
Cast.
Upcast. Carl. Doug. Russell.
The guy who played Carl died.
Up bird.
Up bird. Idiot.
The fuck you mean? Kevin!
There we go.
It's Kevin. What do you said, Majesty?
Cause
shut the fuck up.
Because what's it called? SpongeBob? When they find the fucking horse?
Oh, yeah. You still watch SpongeBob?
Nah, not since they changed it.
Me changed it. What'd they change?
The animation style? Are you on TikTok?
What is this guy doing, bro?
Nothing.
Are you on TikTok?
No.
He's on a...
Hi, baby. Is that Mike? Hello.
Even? You know? I think so. Yeah. He's on Is my mic, you know? Yes. I'm like, I can't hear myself. What's it called? Hot or not.
Good shit, Brian.
Good shit?
No shit, man.
Huh?
No shit, man.
Oh, you got balls in your mouth?
Funny. Funny guy he is.
You're funny, you're not funny.
You're fucking funny, boy.
Do I get my ear pierced?
I'm gonna start saying that now.
You wanna get your ears pierced?
Yeah.
Didn't you have them pierced? I thought you did.
Yeah, I just took out the piercing. Still pierced, but.
Just get your dick pierced.
Fuck it. What's a vertical labret? Labret.
Labia?
That's what I was thinking, but.
Look it up.
Oh no.
Why would you wanna get a piercing?
Why do you want a piercing, huh? Tell us.
Aren't you supposed to get matching tattoos with Nat? Or like tattoos with Nat, sorry?
At some point, but we still haven't.
Nah, there's no way you get a matching tattoo with her.
You can't. Because then once you guys get divorced, it's like, what's
it's
the
like
point?
It's like bad luck.
Yeah.
It's like your percentage goes down.
And then she still keeps the house. It's under her name.
Right? And now, where's he gonna go?
She still keeps him? The house.
Yeah, where's he gonna go?
Right here.
No.
Bunk beds again?
You can live in the RV.
You look out. He's doing like ghost hunting videos.
He's got all
hello,
the fucking
hello, everybody.
Shit.
I'm here. At my friend's
you
house.
Should call Zach Bagans to come do your RV.
Just the RV. Yeah, I just need a ghost adventure episode. I've
and then
a great
like they're
idea
in the recording and they hear screaming and it's just you screaming.
It's
on
just
the
me
game.
Raging.
Yeah,
you hear banging. Like,
residual wailing.
Where was that?
And like you know how they replay like the same noise over and over again, unexplained noise, unexplained man grunt.
What? Y'all ever just growl for no reason?
Yeah, I bark too for no reason.
I was watching Ghost Adventures the other day, and they're in like a store, like a convenience store, and like they turn around and Aaron's eating a cookie that he got from the shelf. He's like, "I was hungry. I saw them right here."
Fair.
Anyways,
so many balls in my mouth. He's having a good time.
What are you on? What are you doing? He's never going to sleep.
No, I'm on Instagram. I was looking at piercings. Sorry.
No, you weren't looking at Chio's message?
Yeah. That's why I checked the group chat. But you guys are going to Dave and Buster's tomorrow? I thought you guys went yesterday.
Tomorrow's Zarya's birthday. He wants to go on his birthday.
See, I wasn't the only one that thought it was yesterday.
Yeah, I thought it was yesterday.
I didn't even think it was yesterday.
I literally, as I was like, Zarya, are we going to Dave? He's like, no, that's not, my birthday's not today. I'm like, oh.
I work on his birthday, bro.
Me too. It's my day off.
I work on his birthday, mamas. I'm so sorry.
Are you apologizing to the dog?
Yeah.
Doesn't Sanzo's work that day too?
I think so.
Or unless he was confused too and thought that yesterday or whatever he said. What were we talking about? You want to get a piercing?
No, I was just checking them out.
But you also want to get a tattoo or what?
Yeah, I want to get a tattoo.
Like, what else do you want?
Tattoos?
He did say he wanted 5 kids or more. I don't know.
Damn. Yeah.
He said he wanted kids, but I asked him how many. He said as many as he can pop out of her.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is fucking crazy.
Because if he has more than one kid, bye-bye podcast room that he's going to make.
What? True. All your ideas and dreams gone.
Shut up.
Ambitions gone.
Fun, no more.
No more.
Diapers 24/7.
No more beers.
Nah, you can still drink. That's why you have a fucking arm. Damn. What the fuck?
I killed the dog.
Who that?
Lily.
No, she's chilling.
She can't look at me.
I haven't seen Sophie. She's out there with your dad.
Yeah, Sophie don't fuck with us.
She's holding the light.
when my dad's here, she don't fuck with us.
She's holding the light.
Does she ever come over here when your dad's here?
No.
No.
She only will come over here if he goes to the bathroom and he like leaves her out.
Why does she love your dad so much?
Don't know.
Does he feed her? And you don't?
No, my mom feeds her. And she doesn't love my mom. Mm. And she was supposed to be my mom's dog. That's the whole reason why we got her. But she loves my dad.
Oh, that's why your dad was like, oh, it's your mom's dog. I'm gonna make her my dog. And then
Yeah. This whole plan.
See, that's what happens when you get divorced.
Big.
Yeah. No. That aren't they still together? But technically,
no. Nope.
Legally,
no. They're not.
Were they ever together? Whose parents was the one who like they lived together but they're not together?
What? Well, my parents live together, but they're not together.
Not together. Are your parents? Because you have a stepdad, right? Are they married?
But they're married.
They're married. Okay. What about your wife?
What?
Your wife?
Kicked her out.
Yeah.
Blocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kicked out.
La, 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 la.
How old is are the dogs again?
Like, I think she's going to be 3.
3?
Don't stare at me like that.
Do you think they make eye patches for dogs?
I don't know.
For Halloween, you make her a pirate.
She looks like one.
And then chop off one of her legs and give her a peg leg.
True. Knock it off. Could do that.
Look at her. Look how she's laying down. She's laying
there like. She loves that. Used to lay down.
She loves that shit. She loves the attention. Fuck whore. Okay.
Whore?
This dumb whore be lying.
You know, seeing people like graduating makes me want to go back to school.
Yeah.
You're nodding your head like in the fucking the most sarcastic way. Like, I know you don't mean that.
Yeah. I kind of do want to go back.
Nah, I don't know.
What's stopping you?
Jesse.
Oh, this pillow's cold.
Yeah, man.
He's like, you fucking idiot. You're going back to school.
You fucking moron.
I want to be a data analyst.
They're pretty data cool. Analysts.
Data.
That
was in high school.
No, shut up. That's what I was a part of.
Yeah, I was part of data. Data. I was. What's it called? I was looking through my drawers and I found like my date and my data like diploma. I was like, oh, I forgot that was in here, and I just threw it back. because it's supposed to be like. You know, like a flat piece of paper, and he rolled it up and put it inside like a poster, like a data poster. And I was like, oh, and I just put it back into storage.
Oh, okay.
Where is
this? Away.
I don't know where it is.
What is that?
I was gonna grab something. The picture, the panoramic picture.
Oh, yeah.
From our senior year.
The one I couldn't find you guys at. I took photos of like random, like people I knew, but people I like hardly ever talked to. So it's like it was really, like really awkward. I was just like there was no one around me that I, you know, that I fuck with. Like,
why couldn't we find Brian?
It's because you guys were on the whole like an opposite side.
No, it's because we had Mueller together, so it was already.
But you guys
easy.
Were all together. I was separate, and
so it was already easy.
That I remember I had Bayshore's class that when like they sent us, and. And because I couldn't find you guys at like, you know how everyone took photos together?
Yeah.
Like we, after the photo, everyone like was like on the field taking photos together, right? I didn't know where you guys were because there were so many kids. So I just went back to class. And he's like, just because you showed back, you came back so soon, he gave me like extra credit or some shit. I'm like, fuck it.
Fuck it.
No, like, fuck it. You know? But yeah, I regret not like sticking back and like trying to find you guys. Cause I went home and I was gonna kill myself.
Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, I got home and I just wanted to fucking end it all.
I was so depressed, dude. I was like, no, but I was upset. I couldn't, like, I didn't like think about staying back and like checking, you know, because I just thought, like, all right, everyone go back to class.
Yeah, no, it was easy for us because we had Mueller. So
you guys were all together.
Yeah, you and Mo were already together. And then, like, people just crowded us, but like, people came up to us and we were all like together.
And then a couple months later, the world shut down. So like, Remember when we first met up, like during like the COVID, when we went to go get like what was it?
Wingstop,
and we ate at the park.
Yeah,
you met Jesse for the first time.
Jesse, Ivan, I think, and I think that's about it.
Yeah,
because I already knew Mo because we played Rainbow with Mo, and then I knew Chio because I knew Chio from PE, like maybe like a couple years prior.
So funny, dude.
Chio's funny.
No, that shit's so funny. that meetup.
And yeah, I remember that because I before like we met up, I was having trouble figuring out which one was Ivan, which one was Jesse. And like I think Chio had to send me photos like, this is Ivan and this one's Jesse. And I was like, huh?
Okay. Huh?
The fucking the goat, Ivan. The goat. That shit's so funny.
Jesse, your bed's very comfy.
I could tell.
So the other day we were playing and Santos joined, and this guy was on something.
Yeah, he was.
He kept asking like random ass questions. And
he was on it for sure.
It was like confused, and like the way he wasn't talking the way he talks. How was he talking? Very slow.
He was like very like mellow, but he was
mellow,
like
mellow, monotone. It was weird. And like you can understand him, like the way he was talking. I'm joking. That's what Perry said though. And he like, so how are you? On a scale of 1 to 10, how are you? How was your day? And scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah, how are you? Wait, no, Ricky, how are you? Scale 1 to 10.
What? You gotta do it in the way he was talking though.
All right, scale of 1 to 10. How are you? So you're fucking depressed.
So you're depressed.
No.
So you're lit.
Fuck, it's that.
So you're lit. No. What did he say? So you're on one or something? I forgot what he said.
No, he's like, so you want to fucking kill yourself? Like,
yeah. And then he'd be like, "What are you? Who? What kind of people? No, what are you into?
Yeah.
Like dating wise or whatever. And like, you know. And then he'll like go back and ask the same question. Like,
it was so stupid.
So how are you? And like he did it to me, and I was like, I was getting stressed out. I was like, why is he talking to me?
Maybe he was practicing.
Nope.
It's one of my favorite things just to piss you guys off.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why?
I just love it. I get so much
later
entertainment
on. He was like, he was like, huh, I got you guys, and Jesse's like, you didn't get me.
You didn't get me.
You didn't get me.
Sure.
He's like, no, I got you guys.
But sure.
I love like. It's like the great thing about being friends. Like I could just piss you guys off, and nothing gives me more joy than doing that.
He said that, or you said that?
No, I said that.
Oh, I guess.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Being with your mates,
being with your mates,
and just like winding them up
with a brewskis,
like get them a little pissed off, you know?
Yeah,
get them on the edge a little bit,
make them a little hard.
That's why I made Brian quit the fucking world.
Because he fucking stressed me out. He didn't piss me off. He stressed me out.
Bro, you want to hear the vulgar shit he has in his house?
Yeah.
I'll make the trip right now.
No. Yeah, just sitting here like quietly just watching him.
He's just watching me travel 3,000 blocks. Wait, this is about sleep. Wake up.
What vulgar shit? What are you talking about?
This vulgar... Bro, he has chickens in a fucking...
It's humane.
No, it's not.
It's humane.
It's Tyson's fucking documentary, bro.
No, it's not.
Tyson's chicken documentary. Look, I swear to God.
It's a chicken farm.
No, it's not. No fucking farm.
It's a farm.
Animal cruelty.
No, it's real.
Show me.
No.
I can't. No, I would have to travel like 30 minutes.
Legit. They're grass-fed chickens.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
They're
not grass-fed.
They graze on a fucking big-ass field.
Ricky, they're not grass-fed.
Yes,
they
are.
They're cooped up in a little tube. He has redstone that pushes them into lava, and they get cooked chicken.
No.
He's horrible.
That's not how it works.
He's horrible.
And
he does nothing with the eggs.
There's a bunch of chickens. On the platform.
Tyson's chicken documentary.
On the platform,
I swear
right?
to God it
and
is.
And when they lay an egg, it goes into a hopper and it pops out onto this slab that has lava above it.
Uh-huh.
So when the baby hatches, eventually when they grow up, they burn and cook and then they go in a hopper and they go in my chest. It's humane.
It's not.
Because I feed them
every
day.
It's the most vulgar shit I've seen in Minecraft.
And the eggs, I do use the eggs to make baby eggs, to make baby chicks, to make food.
Oh, no.
It's humane.
It's not.
How many chickens do you have in the tube?
I don't know, like 25, 30?
It's in a 1x1 fucking block, by
it's
the way.
It's a 1x3.
It's nope.
It's nope. A 1x3.
Nope.
It's a 1x3.
Nope.
I know it is.
Nope. It's a little straight line.
I'll show you the design.
Nope. It's not humane, bro. It's Tyson's chicken.
The video, it's like all the chickens fucking lined up.
It's Tyson's chicken documentary. I swear to God it is.
Yeah, he came in, he's staring at it, he's like, what type of fucking Tyson's chicken is this? he's all like, hold on, I gotta call PETA.
Boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop.
Yeah, that's what he did. But,
not humane at all.
Yes, it is.
At all.
Name one thing that's not humane about it.
The lava.
That's normal. That's natural selection. It spawned in there. It just spawned in there.
I could literally take my bucket and take the lava out.
On the other side of the room is fucking a lava farm. it's just dripping into a bucket.
Literally.
A lava farm.
When you put lava and a, like, what's it called? When there's lava above a block, it drips, right? Lava drips.
Mm-hmm.
If you put stalactite under it, it drips. And if you put a cauldron under it, it like drips into the cauldron. Eventually, it's infinite lava source. So you don't have to go in a cave, find lava. So now you have infinite fuel for cooking and shit like that.
See, I didn't even fucking know that.
Big brain.
You should do that.
I'm going into your fucking house again.
Mine?
Yeah.
You can't.
I mean, I can't.
I moved out.
Okay.
I left it all behind.
All right, I'm destroying the farm. I'm destroying the chicken thing.
It's still there.
No more Tyson's chicken.
I'll recreate it 3 times over. I'll recreate it 3 times over. So when you, next time you come over, you just see billions of chickens being slaughtered every day humanely.
No.
They die of old age, actually. They died of old age. This motherfucker fell asleep.
Yeah.
Get him off the chair. Get him on the chair, I mean.
he loves that shit.
How does that happen? It doesn't make sense.
What?
It's not even that comfortable.
You haven't laid on my bed.
Because I don't like soft beds.
No, what it is, dude, is just...
You like hard beds?
I sleep on a firm bed. On my back.
I just get comfy really fast, and if I don't move, I fall asleep.
Remember I told you I have slight scoliosis?
No.
That I found out in middle school.
I think that's a part of me where like I didn't give a fuck when you said it. I'm just like... So mean.
Yeah, that was
fucking... I think I... No.
I got you.
Maybe this is why I'm fucked, you know? Wait a minute.
This is maybe why you're what?
He's single.
Fucked up, man.
I'd put $20 in that quarter.
Too far? You're like, all right, get out of my house. After you like...
Episode's over. Get out.
Get out.
Thank you for listening to the... What?
Out of my house.
Look how many apps I have, bro. Y'all fuck with it.
You have too many.
Y'all fuck with it. Fuck with the layout.
Why do you have...
Fuck with the layout.
What's the background? Just a random like...
Oh, some fuck, yeah. Oh, why is it so fast? Bang.
Wow.
It's so nice. I should change it.
What mountains is that?
Huh?
What mountains are those?
Yeah.
This mountain?
Tramway. Tramway. Yeah, look, it's right there. You see it? It's right there.
The China Mountain?
Tramway.
Tramway. The Palm Springs Tramway.
China.
What are you here in China?
100 thieves from China?
Yeah, bro. Oh,
China. What's that in the sky?
Like,
is that a UFO?
Yeah, man.
Where? The moon?
Off-white?
No, off next white. To 100 thieves above the mountaintop. What, it's here? Moving!
Oh, yeah. The mouse.
Run!
What's your least favorite game?
That he owns or of all time?
All time.
All time? Shit, let me go through the list.
No list. Pick one.
Battlefront.
Because you're ass at it.
Battlefront's fucking terrible.
Why? Name one reason why.
That game is terrible.
Name one reason why it's not.
Why do I have to wait for someone to get fucking Kylo Ren and he just stays alive and doesn't do anything and I don't get to play him? Like, what's the point? What's the point? Like, I'd rather play Project Zomboid over that. And this game is shit.
Why is there a fucking...
I'd rather play 7 Days... This game is shit.
7 Days to Die?
This game is shit. I bought it because Hamed and Ivan made me play it.
One game I hate. Valorant. Period.
Well, yeah, because you're the only dumbass to break a mouse.
No, I didn't break it. It broke because the game, because I died in the game.
Yeah, man, for sure.
No, look, this is what happened. I swear to God.
Chivalry 2 is lit.
Jesse, this game is lit. God, this is what happened. I remember the night perfectly. I died, and then I looked down, and my mouse was gone.
Oh, yeah, man. It's not like you just fucking stomped it away.
I didn't stomp it. The ghost did it. I swear to God. Jesse.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, you want to play Crab Game? Sure. Epic Games Launcher?
I hate that game.
I hate that game too.
This game is lit. I love the finals.
Valorant.
You guys want to play Gang Beasts?
Gang Beasts?
This is just the episode where we just go through my fucking games again. Can we just record here like all the time?
Nope.
Yeah?
Why'd you look at me?
Please? Give me Fall Flat's a good game.
If you want, I don't
know. You would like this game.
I haven't played it, actually, no.
You would like it.
You don't even play it.
Yeah, because the two people that played it with me don't like it.
So if I got it, would you play?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do Vanoss gaming videos. Just in there.
All right, let me get Gmod.
I did have Gmod. I played it once and that was it.
Christmas event. What?
Santa? The back rooms?
Yeah, I haven't played this since January
28, 2023. Why is that?
What a game.
Go back up.
No.
Go back to the last game. I'll cut it out. Why don't you like that game?
Because I played it with somebody.
Fucking undone. I knew it.
Yeah, man. How many hours did it take? 18? What a fun game this was.
18 hours with that person?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Lisa Company.
The hopping update?
When was that?
Oh, this is where they added new
shit. Oh, yeah, you already did that, yeah.
And yeah. This game is lit.
I never played Monopoly. And I don't know how to play the game.
It's fun. It just crashes.
Why?
I don't know.
Connection issues or just...
I don't know. It just crashes randomly when we play.
They put Jason in.
Is this game out? Wait, is this game out already?
It's been out.
What's not?
Multiverses?
Did it launch?
I swear it's been out.
Oh, has it?
I saw a TikTok a while ago of a guy being like, oh, they added fucking Jason to the game or some shit. Why am I wrong?
Well, it's because they... I don't know. I would have to see.
Okay.
I want to play Mortal Kombat.
Phasmophobia is a fun game. Remember when we played?
Yeah, but now they make it like where you have to grind the game now.
Oh, yeah. I hate that.
Kind of stupid.
Pico.
What a fun game this is.
Never played that one. I seen it, but never played it.
What a fun game. Oh. I can't fucking click. There you go.
Played up.
What a game.
Is that like Overcooked?
Yeah. What a game.
Great game. Power Wash Simulator, by the way.
Project Zomboid?
Yeah, it could be
great
better.
Game.
Could be better. Is it free?
No. Game's $20.
What's the next time? Pummel?
Pummel Party? You like Pummel Party?
It was fun.
You like it?
Oh, no, I do have it. It was fun.
Yeah, you like it.
This
is the most random game I think I've ever bought. Me and I were just like, we should get a stick fight. Ah, fuck it. Let's buy it. What a game this is. What a game right here. What a game.
I can never beat my high score.
Right.
Ricky fell asleep.
How do I wake him up?
Prank him.
Huh?
Prank him, John.
Should I throw something at him?
Play something loud. Jesse.
What the fuck did I miss? What? Oh.
He's on REM sleep.
He's awake. I threw my pills at you.
Ricky, we gotta wrap it up.
What?
You were asleep for like 30 minutes.
No, I wasn't.
I know. I was trying to trick him.
What did I throw at you?
What's it called when like people like...
Oh, I threw ibuprofen at you. My bad.
No.
I'm allergic to that.
Are you actually?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't fucking ask.
What are you taking instead?
Like small doses of like something or like a...
Where are my vitamins?
I don't know, I guess.
Where are my vitamins?
If I had too many milligrams of that, I'd like swell up and like pass out and die.
I don't know where my vitamins
swell
are.
Swell up, pass out and die, you said.
Oh, this is a cologne my cousin got me. You want to smell it?
What brand is it? It just says cologne.
Maximum. It says Maximum.
Oh, smells nice.
This is the one Axel got me, but the fucking bottle's not in there.
Aeropostale.
Oh, it's right here.
Which one?
The one Axel got me.
What brand is this? Coach?
Coach.
Oh, it's a nice bottle, too.
Coach New York.
I can't really smell it.
Spray it?
I don't want to. Have you ever seen that? I think it's in Dumb and Dumber.
I like the smell of this.
Oh, one. No, in Dumb and Dumber, he does the breast spray, but it sprays out to the side.
What?
Yeah, he does.
I don't think I've ever seen any of the
Dumb and Dumber movies. I do like this one more, though.
I remember seeing Dumb and Dumber 2 in theaters.
They have a 2?
When did that one come out?
I forgot.
2.
But it's Dumb and Dumber 2, T-O-O, not T-W-O. So it makes it extra funnier.
And multiply the funny by 10.
No women.
Yeah.
Open or...
93 overall?
Is that you?
No, this is some FIFA cards.
IRL or...
No.
Game.
Just in-game. This is how I know what to buy on the market. Because I'm like that. I'm in. You know?
They put Lethal Company skin in Fortnite. And Fallout skin.
Kind of jealous.
Did you guys ever watch the show?
No.
I finished. Oh, no, I didn't finish. Yeah, I finished.
You never watch it?
No.
Did you ever play the games?
No.
I did.
People who never played the game and people who didn't know it was a game. Ended up liking the show still. Like, just they still understood it.
I just thought
it's pretty straightforward.
My cousins from LA have the game, but I never played it with them because every time I went over there, we're just like, all right, let's play FIFA. Mm. Let's see how much better you got. And then now I think, like, I'm just a goat. I'm the best gamer in the family. You know what I mean? That's me. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me. No?
Gamer?
That's it. We're playing Rainbow.
Oh, wait, yeah, Rainbow.
What? We can play ranked, Brian. We can play ranked.
Dude, last time I played ranked.
Play ranked.
You're gonna be like, of course. I couldn't get a kill. Couldn't get
what
a
were you ranked kill. At?
Imagine my shock. No, I'm just kidding.
What were you chilling at for your rank, Brian?
Fuck you.
Huh? What were you chilling at for your rank?
What?
What was your rank in?
Well, I in like two days I was able to go from what is it? The bottom one? Copper?
Copper.
I went from copper 5 to copper 1. Mm. So I'm like on the edge of what is it, gold?
Bronze?
Bronze, sorry, gold. I thought it goes gold, silver, and then
no.
But what's it called? I'm still on copper 1. But I'm scared to play because if I play...
Did you just push my dog off?
I didn't push her off.
If I lose again, I'm going to copper 2. So it's like, I don't really want to, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm silver 5. That's me.
My first ranked game I played, there's a guy on my team who was bottom fragging with 0 kills. And I had 3 kills. And he's all like, you guys need to lock in. First one, if we win, I'll buy you the battle pass. And he said that to me because I was the last one alive. I'll buy you the battle pass. And I was like, I already have it. And so he just like, it was annoying, bro.
Oh, give me some books.
He was annoying, bro. I was like, Jesus. We lost and he ended up with 0 kills and I had like 5 or 4. I forgot how many.
Yeah, that shit's kind of crazy. Rank this cool. I usually just play with Albert though. It's me and Albert that play.
Can't play with Mo.
No, we do, but Mo's like Mo's never on or like I don't know.
He gets on too late. Well, you're on late anyways.
Or we play and like we have like Ivan that we're still trying to level up.
What level is he now?
Like he's probably like 30. I'm not sure though. But that shit's funny, dude. Me, Albert and Mo played a couple nights ago. And Albert went like 0-6.
Oh my god.
And we lose the game, obviously. And then I press tab and I look at the 0-6. I don't say anything. And then Mo looks at me and goes, Albert! And I started dying, dude, because I already knew what he was going to, like, say. And I was like, bro, I couldn't get a kill. I don't know what to tell you. I couldn't get a kill. He's like, Albert! How?
I tried doing this warm-up thing where I play quick play and then the regular standard game, and then I move on to rank. Didn't help.
I just do the map drill. The target ship.
I play quick play. I got a couple kills. I go to standard. No kills. I play rank, no kills, and I was like, all right, I'm done. I almost left the mid game of a rank game. I was like, no, I can't.
You're that pissed off.
I was that pissed off. I was like, you know what? I'm done. No, actually, I did leave a game. A standard game.
That should show you that, Brian.
I left the standard game.
Brian rages pretty easily at FPS games.
When the game goes,
I don't think FPS games are your thing.
Well, they are. But when it's competitive, like that shit.
You know, you.
When it's tryhards, like that shit, you know. When my teammates kill me, you know.
Yesterday, I popped the fuck out of Andre, but too. That shit was so funny.
Mo?
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
He said something to me. I don't know. I was pissed because this motherfucker loaded us up into a weapon roulette, like arcade game. And I'm like, dog, like, I'm like, come on. I'm trying to just chill, play some stand, like.
Standard or
yeah, because it's because it was me, him, and Santos.
Oh yeah,
and Santos hasn't done his 2-step verification, so we can't play ranked.
Why? It's the simplest thing.
Yeah, he just can't do it. So, but and this he's like, nah, we need a warm up. I'm like, bro, get me out of this weapon roulette, bro. I'm not trying to play this shit. And then we get into a standard, and I'm playing Cali. I don't know what he said to me, but I just. I turned to my right and I quick scoped the fuck out of him on Cali. And it's just silent because my cam was on and I was just smiling. I'm fucking laughing. And Mo goes, I'm not gonna lie, that was a good quick scope. Thanks. That was a good quick scope. I'll give you that.
Okay. And then you look at his camera, he mutes, smashing everything. was it a regular standard game though?
Yeah.
Did he give you the triangle?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah, my reputation went down, by the way. Yeah, it's because of fucking Santos and Mo.
They both give you it?
No, it's because these fuckers, they give it to the whole team. And it counts. Team? Yes, I'm not respectable now.
They both killed each other.
I'm not respectable now.
Damn. That's what happened when I was playing with them.
I'm not respectable. But now, like, since I'm killing them, I'm not going up. I'm staying there. I swear. Oh, actually, Mo's he's going to have the triangle now until he's nice to people.
What do you mean?
Because, like, I guess he kills his teammates too much. Like, he team kills.
So every time when he plays, it just shows a triangle?
Yeah. The rainbow.
So he has to get, like,
he has to be nice. He has to, like, fucking...
Get the thingy, right?
Yeah.
The valor or whatever. Dedication, whatever it's called.
He's, like, an endorsed.
That sucks. But, I mean, he's well-deserved, you know?
That shit's so funny.
He's ready. He's a... Until he just likes to start it.
Yeah.
Are we still going to Pizza Hut after this or not?
I want a Mango Road.
Do you want to go to the bar instead?
No. I don't. I really like that Mango ship.
Mango Kart?
Mango Road.
Mario Kart. Mango Kart.
Yeah.
Rainbow Road.
I want to play Mario, bro.
Because you played with, what, Diaz?
Yeah, I want to go to Diaz's house now. We'll go play Mario Kart.
Time to bring the Switch the next time we go to the bar.
Yeah, bring your Switch.
So you know how you can just take the screen?
Yeah.
Rainbow Road.
I'm Leo Diaz. I'm gonna go to the movies. I'm Leo Diaz. Let's go to your house. I want to play some Mario Kart.
Bring the Switch to the movies.
I bring the Switch and fuck the movie. We're just gonna put on the fucking
the big screen. Just like take it over.
I'm saying
that's a funny HDMI.
You've seen me. Let's play some games, man. So wait, we're doing pizza or trying to? What are we doing?
Not for whatever. What do you think?
So I'll take the truck and you take your car because you don't want us in your car.
Because my car's a mess right now.
And then I'll take Ricky. Yes. And then once we're done eating, he could probably come back here.
I don't know if Nat's going to join us or not. Because he said he was waiting for her to do her hair or I think nails and eyebrows.
He's going to get her for to go.
Eyebrows and nails or lashes and nails and eyebrows. I forgot what he said. But she has the whip. Remember your impression of Ricky driving?
What?
I think when you were like, I forgot what you said. You did something funny that I was fucking dying at.
I don't know. Is he on his phone?
He's asleep.
Oh.
The mic fell out of his hand.
No. Well, I guess it's just a me and you episode, huh? I still want to get that Lego set, bro. I need to get it.
Do you want to go to Target?
No. I don't want to go right now, but
I still want to get that G-Wagon Mercedes set.
Shout out my boy Doug, Carl,
Kevin.
Russell.
Doug, Carl, Kevin, Ellie.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
What were you going to say?
Piss.
I think I say rest in pip.
Rest in piss. Rest in piss. You ever just like, you know, when you go take a piss, you just aim it. You don't like hold it with your hands or anything.
I always hold it because I
let it do the work.
I feel like I'm gonna make a mess.
Nah, so you gotta aim it.
You put a scope on yours?
Shoot or shoot.
You put a scope on yours?
Or what? I put a 3x scope on it.
ACOG?
ACOG.
ACOG. Silencer?
No. Yeah. No. Flash hider?
Yeah.
Vertical grip.
No stock.
Exactly. Black eyes. Always strapped on me.
Hollow point.
Yeah. Impact grenade. That shit gotta go burr.
I don't know. I'm more of a camera guy. Just drill into the wall.
I just get a little barbed wire. Nitro cell.
It's always a good feeling when you get a nitro cell kill.
It's the best shit.
Yeah.
Now, you know what's the best shit? You're demos and you're tracking the guy and you just shoot him under through a wall, through the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Love that shit.
I gotta play that game again. Lacking it. I always get on it. I go home and then I play Minecraft. I'm just trying to do shit. I don't know if you saw what I did.
I want to rebuild my home.
I made a gazebo in Minecraft and I started making like a pathway. So it's like, to like build off. Cause I was on TikTok and it was like, this is your sign to log in the Minecraft world. So it's like how it started and then like the end of the server, like when they finished. And it was this big, massive like city that they built, And dude, I was like, damn, dude.
That would just take forever.
Would you not want to move your house?
Yeah, I'm going to change my house, I think.
Change it or like move?
No, because I like living in the clouds. I will change it. I want to make like a house in the cave or like underwater.
I need to get not out of the shells because river under the bridge,
where Mo's dog is.
I forgot you put it in there. I want to put it down there because have you seen how deep it is?
Yeah,
it's really deep, and I want to put it down there so we can like see and breathe under there and see what the fuck's down there because I haven't been down there.
I want to make a home underwater.
I have 5 hearts of the ocean, of the sea, whatever they're called, or 6 of them now actually.
Well, like, what are they used for?
You know how some of the drowns have like a shell?
Yeah,
you get 8 of them. and you put the heart of the sea and it makes the conduit. And then you need the prismarine blocks from the palaces or whatever they're called, the underwater temples.
Yeah.
And then you create this like thing and then it activates and then you can, yeah, night vision and water breathing underwater.
Dude, it's fucking criminal. The underwater temples. Yeah. Now we sound like nerds. Like,
I was told, talking about
Minecraft. I don't give a fuck.
I was told in order to defeat those, you have to bring a conduit because placing the conduit anywhere in the temple will just activate it. And then you have water breathing and I guess you should be free to like break shit, I guess. So first we need a Nautilus shell and then we can go in there and get sponges and defeat them.
I love a good I don't give a fuck phase. I think that's what I'm on now.
I thought I saw never mind. I don't
know. What the fucking curtain closer?
It wasn't that. It wasn't through the blinds. I thought I saw something.
I don't know. I'm in my I don't give a fuck phase anymore now.
Why?
I don't give a fuck.
What happened?
Tired of giving a fuck for people.
We should end it by waking him up.
Ricky's asleep.
Ricky is asleep. Slumped. His mic is out of his hand, actually. So
he loves this shit, I swear. He loves that shit.
This happened with this.
I should have never kicked him out of this chair to get on my Minecraft world. God damn it.
I mean, it's fine. What kind of stories do you think he had?
I don't know, but.
Why'd you do that? You could have just waken him up later.
This guy's Thanos.
Or he's in a part of his sleep where he doesn't. Here or sleep. Rick. Ricky. You guys can't see, but Jesse's hitting him and pinch his nose until he couldn't breathe.
All right. Thank you for listening to this episode.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
We're wrapping it up because we're
talking.
We're chopping it up.
We're chopping it up
about something.
And then I don't want to just leave it on here and have to cut out this whole section. So I might as well just wrap it up and chop it up.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Simpin' and Pippin'. Are you simpin' or are you pimpin'? I'm your host, Jesse, with my host as always,
Brian.
And Ricky. Ricky does have his mic, but Ricky.
He's laying in bed.
Yeah, too comfy.
Yeah, I should never kick them out of this chair.
Yeah. Next time.
But. Where can they listen to this podcast, Brian?
You guys can listen to this podcast on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. Oh, dude, you're lucky that didn't break.
For fuck's sake, dude. That's the one thing I didn't want to happen.
And it landed on your foot, too, huh?
Yeah, it landed on my foot. So thank fucking God, bro. Yeah, I dropped my cologne. Anyways, or my cologne. Bring you get the Instagram up. Come on. Yalla. Instagram is official podcast. The email is
sapbusiness@sappodcast.net.
This was a very low energy one.
Well,
very, very dry one.
There's some good parts. If the episode is short, it's because there was just some parts I had to cut out.
And we got sidetracked the bus.
Of us being quiet, waiting for something to load or whatever.
Now, next episode will be better.
Way better.
We'll keep Ricky off my bed if we record here again. I'll lay in the bed because, it's fine. It's my bed. Even though it is very comfortable.
You didn't?
What?
We should paint this room.
As an episode?
Not as an episode because this all...
Just in general?
Just in general. Just like, we'll come over and...
I mean, I'd be down to get some help.
I'd be down to do it too.
All right, well, have a good day.
But you had to leave the sticker. The I voted piss sticker.
What? I didn't even know that was there.
I told you.
And I put those there, too.
Just paint over it.
Yeah.
And then we peel it off.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you for listening. Have a good day. Have a good night. Have a good shift. Have a good breakfast, lunch, dinner, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Thanksgiving, summer, Memorial Day.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say happy late birthday to Ricky and Zario.
Happy late birthday to Ricky and Zario. Zario's fucking unk status now.
How old is he going to be? 23?
Unk status.
Imagine
Jordan being, year.
Imagine being 23. Oh, wait. I turned 23 this year.
Oh, yeah. You turned 23.
At the end of the year.
Yeah, but you're not 23 now.
Correct.
Bing. All right. bang, bang. But yeah, have a good day. There's a like I know I keep that shit going, but like I'm just thinking of the shit we were just. Anyways,
yeah, we'll cut. We'll go.
Yeah, just don't fuck to our podcast. Have some fun. Live while you're young.
Ricky will be awake next episode,
hopefully.
And are we gonna get pizza?
Go fuck yourself.
Are we still getting food after this?
Huh?
Are we still getting food after this? I'm down for.
I'm down, but I don't know. So we'll see.
If not, then I'll just go get food by myself.
Yeah. You could do that. You can do that.
Get out of here.
Get the
fuck
out.
I'm probably going to stop by Target after this, though. I want to get that Squatch.
Dr. Squatch.
Yeah, it feels.
What did he say?
To see how it feels.
Smell, too. I thought he said daffodils.
Daffodils.
Yeah, don't fuck to our podcast. And we'll see you later. Now, fuck off and end it. Fuck off.
I'm trying to think if I want to say anything else.
You just doze off. I thought you just like.
I was trying to think of something to say, like a motivational like thing, quote.
She called me this. Just kidding.
No.
Inspirational quote.
One inspirational quote.
By
the way, all I'm hearing is Ricky's breathing.
No matter how hard you can get hit, quit. Doesn't matter how hard you get hit, it's how. Fuck, how the fuck is it? No matter how hard you can get hit, I don't know. I forgot what the saying was. No matter how hard you get hit, it's the way that you get. I don't fucking. Let's search up inspirational quotes. Hold on. Hold up. Fuck, I spelled inspirational wrong. Fuck. I'm putting in spit. Rational.
Should we do a quote at the end of every episode?
Quotes.
That'd be stupid.
Down. Wait, here are some inspirational AI overview. What is this a thing? It takes courage to grow up and become who you really are.
Oh, okay.
When you have a dream, you got to grab it and never let go. True. Just one small positive thought in the morning can change your whole day. That's a good one.
Wait, say it again.
Just one small positive thought in the morning can change your whole day.
Or a message.
True.
I think you just threw up. You just threw up.
But yeah.
Swallow it.
True. Ew. You're gross.
Rick, fucking regurgitate in your
what's
mouth.
What's one motivational quote you want to leave the podcast audience? You can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend.
That's it. Let's leave. I thought he was going
somewhere else with that.
Where was I going to go?
What? I can't say that.
No matter how dirty your past is, your future is still spotless. Think about it.
Thinking?
He's snoring. He's snoring.
Is he actually?
He's like talking. He's sleep talking to us.
Get me out.
Get us. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're out of here, guys.
Fuck off.